You can begin again, and I want to show you how.
You Can Begin Again, available now from Joyce Meyer Ministries.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Our father Abraham had to not consider a bunch of stuff. He didn't consider his own body. He didn't consider the barrenness of Sarah's womb. He didn't consider his age. He was surrounded by all this stuff, but he had to not consider it. He hoped against hope. See, the hope that he had to hope against was a natural hope. See, at one time there was a natural hope that, you know, there's a possibility. When he went into Hagar, that not too long after that, there was a hope that, you know, he could still reproduce. But then he went beyond that. And so he had to take hold of another hope that was hoping against that hope. Come on, see, there's a type of hope in the kingdom that hopes against natural hope. When all the doors are shut, when there's no way seen, when there's no good news about it, when it looks like it's getting worse and worse, huh? There's a hope that rises up in you that'll hope against hope, that'll overcome that hope, that natural hope, because it's not of this kingdom, it's of another kingdom. And that kingdom operates on the currency of your faith. Somewhere along the line, because he was hoping against hope, something happened in Sarah's womb. It took over their natural body. But you know, your faith will have you feeling younger. Help me out, Jesus. I said, your faith will have you feeling younger, looking better. Hello? Some of y'all stop clapping. I said, your faith will have you feeling younger, thinking younger, looking younger. They hoped against hope till he was fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able also to perform. Joseph had a promise, and it was faith that kept him on line with his dream. Listen, what God has placed in you, nothing can destroy it. You might well start slapping yourself upside the head till you start thinking right and get in line with what God has put in you and stop acting like a fool. Come on, stop acting like a fool and start acting like God wants you to, because he's going to do what he wants to do. It's in you. Tell somebody, it's in me. See, sometimes your mind has to catch up with your spirit, man. Hello? Because your mind is so bombarded with this world sometimes. If you just all up in here and it's just bombarded and all clouded up until you come to church. And then the world got to unravel you. And then you get unraveled and you go right back to the same old mess and get bound up again and then come and get unraveled. And you wonder why you're not prospering. Now you get unraveled, then you fight to stay unraveled. You ought to come back next week unraveled, amen, going to another level, going into another dimension. Amen. Building on what you built, what was laid last week. Amen. But you can't just sit still. Like I said, Moses told the people, stand still. God, when he came to God, God said, no, Why are you coming to me? Tell the people to go forward. You'd be surprised. See, the just shall live by faith. When you're moving by faith, it doesn't mean that you see everything tomorrow is bringing. But you're moving by faith, and you are carrying currency. So God can bring you into places because you can make exchanges. You got what it takes to move forward, so God can bring you to that. But if you don't carry the currency, your blessing can be waiting for you right there, and you don't even see it. You don't even perceive it because you don't have faith. But when you're operating in faith, you're operating on another level. You're operating in another dimension, and the just shall live by faith. Sometimes battles are more heated than other times. Sometimes the enemy's throwing all kinds of things at you, trying to stop you from believing, stop you from moving. But that's when you got to use that shield of faith and then take your sword out the sheath and start fighting. That sword is the only weapon used for going forward. All the rest is for defense. But get your sword out. Let not the book of the law depart out of your mouth. Start speaking it. Start decreeing it. Start saying it out loud till you feel it in your bones, till your mind gets renewed. Hello, you'll be surprised. The more you say the word of God, the more it elevates your mind. And you don't even have to be speaking the word and stuff come against you, but it don't bother you because your mind is elevated. Your mind is buoyant. Your mind is above that. Your mind is shielded by faith. Hello, but now you go 7 days without prayer. 7 days without that makes 1 week. W-E-A-K, don't go back to your foolishness, to your slackness, and get weak again. No, stay there. That's why I said you can't just stand still. You got to add on. Hello? There's a greater demand. Come on, you got to add on. You got to keep on adding on. Everything about God is about increase. Hello? I said everything about God is about increase, expansion. Amen. Getting bigger, having more, taking more territory. Not about backing up. He's not on the defensive. The gates of hell shall not prevail. You know, culture was established at the gates. See, it's culture that rules every society. The culture of God's kingdom is faith. That's the culture. That's what governs all the activity of God's kingdom, faith. Hello? There's a portion of scripture that says that anything that is not of faith is sin. God wants you sold out. And I'm not talking about we make, you know, life-changing decisions every day, but we move by faith. When that spirit of depression or condemnation trying to get on you, you better move. You better shake that snake off and move in faith and say, the devil is a lie. I'm under the blood. Hello? The enemy will try to sneak up on you and make you think it's you. All the time he's on your shoulder trying to whisper in your ear. Remind you of stuff. When he reminds you of stuff in the past, remind him of stuff in the future. Hello? Remind him. He'll leave right away. But we cannot just stand or sit still. Why? Sit we here. When you just sit there like the lepers, the four lepers, they sat there, but they are a symbol or a type of desperation. See, when you just sit, you're going to come into a dimension of desperation. You don't want that. We want to be ahead of the game. We want to be ahead of the curve. That's why the just shall live by their faith. The just shall walk by faith. The just shall live by faith. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. That's why faith fits all sizes. Everything in your life, everything about your life, everything that you touch, everywhere you go, even the words you speak, the thoughts you think, shouldn't just have you on lock where you are. They should be moving you forward. They should be putting pressure on the soil. They should be putting pressure on the enemy. They should be putting pressure on the time. They should be putting pressure on the environment. We are world changers. Mark 11:24. We're here with an assignment to change the world. The Lord said, therefore I say unto you, I want to reemphasize this, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Faith is the currency of the kingdom. Get that picture of God out of your mind, like he's standing there to resist you when you ask him for something. When he said, whatever you ask in prayer. First picture that pops up in your mind is God saying, no, that's not for you. That's not my will for you. Where'd that come from? I said, where did that come from? You see, right away, there are those little pockets of things from experiences we've had, from mindsets that we have, that God is not for us. You know, from Genesis to Revelation, God is for us. Hello, God wants to do exceeding abundantly above. In other words, God wants to do things for you that will mock the riches of the Gentiles. Hello, come on. I'll take it this far. God wants to do some extreme things for you. Here we're satisfied with just a little bit for our table or just enough to get by. That's not the will of God. God says, all right, well, if that's all you want, we'll do that. But God has things for you for the sake of his kingdom and for the sake of your benefit as well. It's the Father's good pleasure. Hello? God takes pleasure. See? People struggle with that right now. God takes pleasure. I said, God takes pleasure. He's not insecure with your prosperity, with your having money, with your having nice things, with your advancing on a job, with your being in a position of influence. God takes pleasure. You better get that thing out of your mind, that poor poverty mentality. Poverty is a state of mind. God takes pleasure in your prosperity. He set you up to be favored. Tell somebody, you better ask somebody, is our thinking in line with this in the course of our interactions in the day, that God has set you up for favor? Everything about you, God's going to make people favor you. He's going to prosper you through favor. And you can't have false humility. You got to accept the favor. Favor ain't fair. Hello, but accept the favor. Accept people favoring you, honoring you. Amen. Putting you up front, doing things for you that they wouldn't normally do for others. Accept that. Know that that's coming from God. God will set you on high. He'll bless you in the city. He'll bless you in the country. He'll bless you when you rise up. He'll bless you when you lay your head down. He'll bless your basket. He'll bless your storehouse. He'll touch your body. He'll bless your children and their children. He'll bless everybody that comes in contact with you because of you. Tell somebody, I'm blessed. I just got it like that.
We are continuing in part 11 of The Faith Crisis, One Size Fits All, part 2. Operating in wisdom is not operating in fear. The body of Christ is currently experiencing a fear problem. Too many saints function in fear and not in faith. The kingdom citizens have been delivered from poverty, sickness, and death. By faith, we can rise above our situations and circumstances. Fear and doubt will produce offspring if you allow them to operate in your life. There is a hope in the kingdom that will elevate above natural hope. Saints have to not consider some things like age, status, position, situation, or current circumstances. Abraham and Sarah did not consider their age when they began to move in faith, and they produced the son God had promised them. Mix your faith with hope and attach it to the promise of God and what God has placed in you. Nothing can destroy it.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.